This year's census numbers are being watched closely here in California. That's because the state may lose its first congressional seat in history, thanks to a decline in population. Many people are leaving California for less expensive states to the north and southeast, like Idaho and Texas. And those places are now grappling with the influx of population. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us from Washington, as he does each Monday. And Derek, I want to start with some of the reaction from the places Californians are moving to. In October, Wayne Ritchie, a candidate for mayor in Boise, joked about building a wall around the state to stop Californians from coming in. He didn't end up winning, of course, but he brings up a sentiment that others might be feeling, right?
Yes, it's a popular sentiment out west, and it's not just Boise. There was a viral Wall Street Journal article about another small Idaho town that felt like it was buckling under the stress of thousands of inbound Californians. In Texas, it's largely the same thing. There are all these stories bemoaning the arrival of Californians. It's practically become a cliche. And in fact, The governor of Texas recently issued a warning on Twitter where he essentially said, when you come here from Southern California, leave your high tax habits and liberal ways in California. So what you see across the West, I think, is this sense that they're being overrun by a California diaspora.
And yet you argue that this idea that there's a mass exodus from California may be overblown. What do the numbers tell us?
I do think it's overblown. There is so much talk in the media about a California exodus today that surely something is changing, and it is. In 2012, California grew by about 110,000 movers. That's both American movers and immigrants. Last year, California lost 40,000 people on net to migration. So if you look at sort of those two data points, you're like, oh, well, it's an exodus. But when you talk to state demographers, as I did, what they'll say is it's unfair to compare 2020 to 2012, which was really a high watermark for California adding people. If you pull back the lens further, if you look at, say, the last 40 years of people moving in and out of California, what's happening now just isn't that dramatic when it comes to migration. The number of outbound Californians, for example, in 2018 was really no higher than it was in the mid-2000s, really perhaps lower than it was in the mid-1990s. So if this is an exodus, then California is in kind of a semi-permanent state of biblical exodus, and we shouldn't be freaking out about it today.
Yeah, you know, I lived in Seattle for 10 years, and the whole time I was there, I kept hearing about Californians coming in and changing Seattle and Washington state. So why do you think there is a backlash, particularly now?
I think for two reasons. The first has to do with politics. Texas, for example, is on the cusp, I think, from flipping from a deep ruby red conservative state to a more mixed purple state with blue Democratic metros and red rural areas. And in that context, the next family from California that moves to like Plano, Texas, isn't just some new family that has slightly different taste in barbecue that you can learn to get along with. They're potentially the demographic straw that could break the GOP's back in Texas. So people are afraid of that political swap. Number two, I think, is that Californians really are moving to some different places. For example, Idaho really wasn't on the top of the list for a lot of outbound Californians, but now it is. The number of people moving from California to Idaho doubled in the last 6 years, even though overall migration out of California didn't change that much. So it's A, a bit of politics, and B, a bit of, I would say, distribution. Californians are moving to slightly different places.
Yeah, Idaho in particular is really interesting because it's not nearly as populous as a place like Texas. How is this big shift changing a place like Idaho?
Well, we have to use the big H word, housing. I think a lot of the moves both into California and out of California are about employment and housing. And right now with unemployment relatively low, a lot of families are making their decision where to live based on housing prices. And housing prices have just gone absolutely nuts in California recently. The average home value in Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco has increased respectively by 70%. 80% and 120% since the end of the Great Recession.
Wow.
Just absolutely soared. And as a result, a lot of families that may have gotten a start, maybe even immigrant families that got a start in those coastal metros, now that they want to lay down roots and start a family that builds in the U.S., they're thinking, we can't do that in Los Angeles or San Diego.
Yeah.
We have to leave. So where do they see as a place with jobs, with land, with cheaper housing? Well, Idaho is right there.
And where does that leave California ultimately?
I think the fear for California shouldn't necessarily just be Exodus. It should be Genesis. That is, it's about not just the people who are leaving, but the children who aren't arriving. What you see in California is that middle-class families are leaving. They're having their first or second kids somewhere else. Births are falling. Fertility is declining across the country, including for Latinos, who make up about a third of that state's population. And as a result, as I write in the piece, the Golden State is becoming richer, more exclusive, a slightly more opulent shade of gray as its median age grows up. The Golden State is slowly turning platinum, and that is something that demographers are absolutely worried about.
Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. As always, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.